How could I look unsheathed?
Oh, I want to know if anything's gone.
Calm down.
It could have been killed. Oh, my God, the Kandinsky.
The Kandinsky.
He's gone. Oh, my God. Call the police.
Oh, oh, no. There it is. The silver coin.
How can you think about things?
Everything, Crow.
We could have been murdered.
Silver Jaguar. Why?
Slashed. Throat slashed.
There's the Degas.
Go to bed at night happy and then murdered. Would we have woken up?
We're alive. Oh, my God.
What is it?
The wedding.
No.
We have to go to the wedding.
I'm in no mood to go to any wedding.
We have to.
They're your friends.
I beg to differ. They're your... Hello?
What? Please, don't call out hello.
I think we could tell if someone else was here.
We didn't all night. Oh, God. No, don't do that. Up, it's him.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Bride side or groom side?
Either side. I can't even remember how we met them. Why are we here?
The magazine.
The most terrifying words in the world. Without letting me down to sleep.
Pray the Lord, my soul, to
take. Within the nightmare part, if I should die before I wake.
If I should die, pray the Lord, my soul, to take.
Are you two all right?
I've seen you, you injured.
Throat slashed.
God, it was awful, awful, awful.
Did you say you could have been killed?
Yes, only hours ago.
But we're here.
What a minute.
Happy the bride, the sun shines on.
Chaos control, chaos control. You like, you like.
Tell them.
We were having a wonderful evening last night.
A friend we hadn't seen in many years came by for dinner.
Jeffrey Miller from South Africa.
Oh, don't say that so portentously.
Jeffrey from South Africa.
Don't be gaga.
Could I have a scotch, please?
Oh, just something large.
Jeffrey was in New York briefly on business, and he asked us to ask him for dinner. Listen. What's wrong?
It always amazes me when New York is so quiet.
Oh. Well, with the kids away, we get used to the lower noise quotient.
Jeffrey is King Midas rich. Literally, gold mine.
70,000 workers in one gold mine alone.
But he's always short of cash because his government won't let his people...
It's white people.
It's white people. Take out any money. So it's like taking in a war baby.
What he called it was like a bolt from the blue. As I had a deal coming up and was short by...
2 million.
The figure is superfluous.
I hate when you use the word superfluous. I mean, he needed 2 million. And we hadn't seen Jeffrey in a long time. And while Jeffrey might not have the price of a dinner, he might easily have $2 million.
It's the awful thing about having truly rich folk for friends.
Yeah, well, let's face it, the money does get in the way. Oh, I'll take that one.
Having a rich friend is like drowning, and your friend makes lifeboats.
Only your friend gets very touchy if you say one word. Lifeboat.
No, that is 2 words.
We were afraid that our South African friend might say that we were only loving him because of his lifeboat.
No, we weren't sucking up. We liked Jeffrey. Oh, shouldn't we?
Not on your life.
But it was hardly a lifeboat evening.
Four chances.
That's when Jeffrey called and asked us to take him for dinner. He made a sudden pattern in life's little tea leaves because who wants to go to banks? Why do you stay in South Africa?
One has to stay there to educate the black workers, and we'll know we've been successful when they kill us.
Oh.
Planning the revolution that will destroy you.
Putting your life on the line.
You don't think of it like that. I wish you'd come and visit.
Oh, but we visit you and sit in your gorgeous house, planning visits to the townships, demanding to see the poorest of the poor. Mm. Oh, are you sure they're the worst off? I mean, we've come all this way. I mean, we don't want to see people people just mildly victimized by apartheid. We demand shock. You know, it doesn't seem right sitting on the East Side talking about revolution.
Only small, murky cafes for Pippi Lomoko here.
No, La Passionaria. We'll go to South Africa and build barricades and lean against them singing.
And the people will follow.
Follow. What is that song?
It's our role in history, and we offer ourselves up to it.
That's your role in history. It's not our role. The Fantastics. Follow.
A role in history. To say that so easily.
To lead the people. Like Lech Walesa and the striking shipyard workers.
Gorbachev urging on the striking coal miners.
The phrase, striking coal miners. I always picture these very striking coal miners. Modeling the fall crash.
Why is there a statue of a husky?
Can I have a drink before we...
Oh, where shall we? God, the restaurants in New York is like Florence in the 16th century. Genius on every corner.
Well, there's good Szechuan. Hunan?
The sign painter screwed up the sign. Instead of painting the Hunan walk, he painted the human walk.
We sent it to the Times.
They have a joke page and things around New York. And
they sent you a bottle of champagne.
And we weren't auditioning, but all I could think was $2 million, $2 million.
It's like when people say don't think about elephants, and all you can think about is elephants.
$2 million, $2 million. What do you do? Don't think about elephants.
Elephants.
Louisa is a daughter manifesto. How about the Cezanne?
Unless we're careful, it'll be sold and never seen again.
Mid-period, landscape of a dark green forest. In the far distance, you see the sunlight. One of his first uses of a pale color being forced to carry the weight of the picture. The experiment that would pay off in the apples. Burst of color has to carry so much. Japanese don't like anything about it except it's a Cezanne.
I'm so sorry to bother you, but I've been hurt and I've lost everything. I didn't know where to go. Your children. I'm a friend of your children.
He mentioned our kids' names.
And the school they go to.
Harvard. You can say Harvard.
You don't want to get into libel.
I was mugged. Out there in Central Park. By the statue of that Alaskan husky. I was standing there trying to figure out why there was a statue of a dog who saved lives in the Yukon in the middle of Central Park. And I was standing there trying to puzzle it out.
Are you okay?
Oh, they took my money and my briefcase. I said my thesis is in there.
Shirt bleeding.
Shirt isn't bleeding. He's bleeding.
Oh. I'm sorry, I get this way around blood.
Oh, no, my God, not on the run, please. Eddie, get the doctor, will you?
No. I'll survive. No doctors, please.
All right, Eddie, we'll call you.
Thank you, Eddie.
I don't mind the money, but in this age of mechanical reproduction, they managed to get the only copy of my thesis.
Lisa, where's the first aid book?
The Red Cross advises press edges of wound firmly together, wash area with water.
Yes, I'm doing that. Hold on, Weez, I need gauze.
It's been wonderful seeing you.
Oh, no, Stephanie. No, stay.
Well, now my time is so short before I leave America.
Oh, darling, poop.
Have you seen the new book on Cezanne?
No, may I use the phone?
Oh, yeah, an absolute revelation. So, I ran down the hall. $2 million. $2 million. Got the book on Cezanne, got the gauze from the kitchen. Gave the Cezanne to Flan, who wanted the gauze, and the gauze to Jeffrey, who wanted the
Lisa.
$2 million. $2 million. It's a lovely book. I'll get him a clean shirt. Please stay. And peace was restored.
And then?
Your children said you were kind. All the kids were sitting around the dorm one night dishing the shit out of their parents. But your kids were silent. They said, no, not our parents, not Flan and
Weeza.
Not the Kittredges. The Kittredges are kind. So after the muggers left, I looked up, saw these Fifth Avenue apartments. Mrs. Onassis lives there. I know the Babcocks live over there. The Auchincloss's live there. But you lived here. I came here.
Can you believe what the kids said?
Well, he mentioned our kids' names.
Oh, we can mention our kids' names. Our children are not going to sue us for mentioning their names.
I love them. Talbot and Woody mean the world to me.
Woody? You let you call him Woody? Nobody's called him Woody in years.
They describe this apartment in detail. Oh, this is a Kandinsky. A double, one painted on either side. May I see?
Yes, of course. Extraordinary. What makes it exceptional is that Kandinsky painted on either side of the canvas in two radically different styles, one wild and vivid, the other somber and geometric.
My God.
We flip it around for variety.
Chaos control, chaos control. You like, you like.
It's wonderful.
Vasily Kandinsky. Born 1866, Moscow, Blue Rider Exhibition, 1914. He said, it is clear that the choice of object that is one of the elements in the harmony of form must be decided only by a corresponding vibration in the human soul. Died 1944, France.
Everything is just the way they said it would be.
Did you bitch your parents?
As a matter of fact, no. Your kids and I, we both liked our, like, loved our parents. Am I getting in the way here? I'm sorry, I burst into your hysterical blood.
No,
please. Really, I didn't
please,
mean to.
Please, sit down. Tell us about our children.
Three. Two at Harvard and a girl at Groton.
How is Harvard?
Well, fine. It's just there. Everyone's in a constant state of luxurious despair and constant discovery and paralysis.
We asked him where home was.
Out west, he said.
Oh, although I've lived all over. My folks are divorced. He's remarried. He's doing a movie.
He's in the movies?
He's directing this one, but he does act.
Really? What's he directing?
Cats.
Someone is directing a film of Cats.
Don't be snooty.
Well, you've seen it? T.S. Eliot?
Yes, years ago.
It was a benefit for some school. A disease? What?
Surely they can't make the movie of Cats.
No, of course they can.
Well, they're going to try. My father will be here, auditioning.
Cats?
He's going to use people.
What a courageous stand.
They thought of lots of ways to go. Animation.
Animation would be nice.
But he found a better way. As a matter of fact, he turned it down at first. He went to tell the producers as a courtesy all the reasons why you couldn't make a movie of Cats. And in going through all the reasons why you couldn't make a movie of Cats, he suddenly saw how you could make a movie of Cats.
Eureka in the bathtub. How wonderful.
May we ask who?
It was then we pulled up ever so slightly. Pulled up closer.
And he told us.
He named the greatest black star in movies. Sidney.
No names, no names. They're trying to keep this abstract, plus libel laws.
Sidney Poitier. There, I don't care. You have to have truth. He started out as a lawyer and is terrified of libel. I'm not.
Sidney Poitier, the future Jackie Robinson of films, was born the 24th of February, 1927, in Miami during a visit his parents made to Florida. Legally? To sell tomatoes they had grown on their farm in the Bahamas. He grew up on Cat Island, so poor they didn't even own dirt, he has said. Neglected by his family, my father would sit on the shore, and as he's told me many times, conjure up the kind of worlds that were on the other side, and what I do in them. He arrived in New York City from the Bahamas in the winter of 1943 at the age of 15 and a half and lived in the pay toilet of the bus station across from the old Madison Square Garden at 50th and 8th Avenue. He moved to the roof of the Brill Building, commonly known as Tin Pan Alley, washed dishes at a turf restaurant for $4.11 a night. He taught himself to read by reading the newspaper. In the black newspaper, the theater page was opposite the want ad page. Among his 42 films are No Way Out, 1950, Cry the Beloved Country, 1952, Blackboard Jungle, 1955, The Defiant Ones, 1958, Raisin in the Sun, 1961, Lilies of the Field, 1963, In the Heat of the Night, 1967, To Sir with Love, 1967, Shoot to Kill, 1988, and of course...
Yes, who's coming to dinner?
He won the Oscar for Lilies of the Field and was twice named top male box office star in the country. My father made no films from 1977 to 1987, but worked as director and author. Dad said to me once, "I still don't fully understand how all this came about and the sequence it came about." Dad's not in till tomorrow at the Sherry. I came down from Cambridge. I thought I'd stay at some flea bag for adventure. Or, well, down and out. Well, I don't really know New York. I know Rome and Paris and Los Angeles a lot better.
Well, we're going out to dinner. You'll come.
Out to dinner?
Out to dinner. The new Italian look cheery.
Good.
We've made reservations.
They wrap up ravioli like salt water taffy.
Six on a plate for a few $100.
But why go out to dinner?
Because we have reservations. Oh, my God, what time is it? We lost the reservations, and there's not a damn thing in the house. And it's 16th century Florence with genius on every block.
Now, don't mock.
Wait, you must have something in the fridge.
A frozen steak from the Ice Age.
But why spend $100 on a bowl of rice? Well, let me into the kitchen. Cooking calms me. What I'd like to do is calm down. Pay back your kids.
Two at Harvard. A daughter at Groton.
Who've been wonderful to me.
They've never mentioned you.
Well, what are they supposed to say? We become friends with the son of Sidney Poitier, barrier breaker of the 50s and 60s.
Your father means a great deal in South Africa.
Well, I'm glad of that. Dad and I went to Russia once to a film festival. He was truly amazed how much his presence meant.
No. Tell us stories of movie stars tying up their children, being cruel.
I wish.
You wish.
If I wanted to write a book about him, I really can't. No one would want to read it. He's decent, and I admire him.
Oh, he's married to an actress. She would have been... she's white. Am I right?
That is not my mother. That's his second wife. He met Joanna making The Lost Man. And left my mother, who had stuck by him in the lean years. I had just been born. The Lost Man is the only film of my father's I can't bring myself to see.
I'm so sorry. We didn't mean...
No. We're all good friends now. His kids from that marriage and us, the old kids. I'd love to get into that kitchen.
What should we do?
It's Jeffrey's only night in New York.
I vote stay in.
Oh, good.
We moved into the kitchen.
And we watched him cook.
We watched him cook and chop.
He did a sort of wizardry. Leftovers, onion.
Peppers?
Tuna fish, olive.
A jar of sun-dried tomatoes.
It was wonderful.
So, you're from?
Johannesburg.
My dad took me to a movie shot in South Africa. The camera moves from this vile rioting in the streets to a villa where people picked lunch on a terrace. The only riot, the flowers and the birds. Gorgeous plumage and petals. I didn't understand. Dad said to me, "You meet these young blacks who are having a terrible time. They've had a totally inadequate education, and yet in 76, the year of the Soweto riots, they took on a tremendous political responsibility. Just makes you wonder at the maturity that's in them. I mean, it makes you realize that the crummy childhood theory that everything can be blamed in a Freudian fashion on the fact that you've had a bad upbringing just doesn't hold water."
May I?
What about being black in America?
Well, my problem is I've never felt American. I grew up in Switzerland.
boarding school, Villa Rose.
There's a boarding school in Switzerland that will take you at age 18 months.
No, that's not me. I've never felt people like me for my connection. Movie star kid problems, none of those. I never knew I was black in that racist way until I was 16 and came back here. Very, very protected. White servants. After the divorce, we moved to Switzerland, my mother, brother, and I. I don't feel American. I don't even feel black. I suppose that's very lucky for me. Even though Freud says there's no such thing as luck, just what you make.
Does Freud say that? Well, I think we're lucky having this dinner. Lan, can we eat in the dining room?
Dining room.
So is everything okay?
Oh,
yes, this is the best pasta I've ever tasted.
My father insisted we learn to cook.
He's from Jamaica, isn't he? There's a taste of
the islands.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, before he made it, he ran 4 restaurants in Harlem. You, sir, have good butts.
You see, good butts. I've never been complimented on my butts.
What about you?
Oh, no. The cook never eats.
What do I do? That means it's more for us. It's such a treat to eat at home.
We go out every night.
I have to. Business.
Have you declared your major yet?
You are like all parents. What's your major?
Debbie, Harvard has all those great titles the students give the courses.
The Holocaust and Ethics?
Crouch and Doubt.
A toast to you.
Oh, no.
Two cats.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yes, cats.
The finest
time.
Hello?
Seconds?
Oh, no.
Blunt question. What's he like?
Oh, let's not be starfuckers.
I'm not a starfucker.
Well, you know my father. He's perfect. So confident, in control. And I used to wonder, how could I ever possibly live up to him? And then one night, when I was 16, we were at the Cannes Film Festival of all places. I looked up and said to him, "Wow, Dad, this is all so easy for you." Why did I say that? He sat me down and set me straight. Actually, it was a relief for me to know that my father was no Superman, that he has problems. And there are moments in his life when he's scared. And yes, sometimes life is whipping his tail, and he doesn't feel like he's going to be able to get through the day. That's refreshing news for me, because I have times like that myself.
I just love the kid so much, I wanted to reach out to him.
And then we asked him what his thesis was on.
The one that was stabbed.
Well, a substitute teacher out on Long Island was dropped from his job for fighting with a student. A few weeks later, he returned to the classroom, shot the student, unsuccessfully, held the class hostage, and then shot himself, successfully. This fact caught my eye. Last sentence, times. A neighbor described the teacher as a nice boy, always reading Catcher in the Rye. This nitwit Chapman, who shot John Lennon, said he did it because he wanted to draw the attention of the world to Catcher in the Rye, and the reading of this book would be his defense. Young Hinckley, the whiz kid who shot Reagan and his press secretary, said, "If you want my defense, all you have to do is read Catcher in the Rye."
I haven't read it in years.
Well, I borrowed a copy from a young friend of mine because I wanted to see what she had underlined. And I read this book to find out why this touching, beautiful, sensitive story published in July 1951 had turned into this manifesto of hate. I started reading. It's exactly as I remembered. Everybody's a phony. Page 2, my brother's in Hollywood being a prostitute.
Page 3, what a phony slob his father was. Page 9, people never notice anything. Then on page 22, my hair stood up. Well, remember Holden Caulfield, the definitive, sensitive youth wearing his red hunter's cap? A deer hunter's cap? Like hell it is. I sort of closed one eye like I was taking aim at it. This is a people shooting hat. I shoot people in this hat. This book is preparing people for bigger moments in their lives than I'd ever dreamed of. Then, on page 89, I'd rather push a guy out the window or chop his head off with an axe than sock him in the jaw. I hate fist fights. What scares me most is the other guy's face. I've finished the book. It's a touching story. A comic, because the boy wants to do so much and can't do anything. Hates all phoniness and only lies to others. Wants everyone to like him, but is only hateful and is completely self-involved. In other words, a pretty accurate picture of a male adolescent. And what alarms me about the book, not the book so much as the aura about it, is this. The book is primarily about paralysis. The boy can't function. And at the end, before he can run away and start a new life, it starts to rain. And he folds. Now, there's nothing wrong in writing about emotional and intellectual paralysis. It may indeed, thanks to Chekhov and Samuel Beckett, be the great modern theme. But the extraordinary last lines of Waiting for Godot. Let's go. Yes. Let's go. Stage directions. They do not move. But the aura around this book of Salinger's, which perhaps should be read by everyone but young men, is this. It mirrors like a funhouse mirror and amplifies like a distorted speaker one of the great tragedies of our times. The death of the imagination. Because what else is paralysis? The imagination has been so debased that imagination, being imaginative, rather than being the linchpin of our existence, now stands as a synonym for something outside ourselves, like science fiction or some new use for tangerine slices on raw pork chops. What an imaginative summer recipe. And Star Wars, so imaginative. And Star Trek, so imaginative. And Lord of the Rings, all those dwarves, so imaginative. The imagination has moved out of the realm of being our link. Our most personal link with our inner lives, in the world outside that world, in this world we share. What is schizophrenia but a horrifying state where what's in here doesn't match up with what's out there? Why has imagination become a synonym for style? I believe the imagination is the passport that we create to help take us into the real world. I believe the imagination is merely another phrase for what is most uniquely us. Jung says, the greatest sin is to be unconscious. Our boy Holden says, what scares me most is the other guy's face. It wouldn't be so bad if you could both be blindfolded. Most of the time, the faces that we face are not the other guy's, but our own faces. And it is the worst kind of yellowness, to be so scared of yourself that you put blindfolds on rather than deal with yourself. To face ourselves. That's the hard thing. The imagination. That's God's gift. To make the act of self-examination bearable.
Well, indeed.
I hope your muggers read every word.
Oh, darling.
I'm going to buy a copy of Catcher in the Rye at the airport and read it.
Cover to cover.
I'll test you. Look, I should be going.
Where will you stay?
Oh, no, not some flea bag.
No. I get into the Sherry tomorrow morning. I mean, it's not so far off. I can walk around. I don't think they'll mug me twice in one evening.
You'll stay here tonight.
No, I have to be at the hotel at 7 a.m. sharp.
No, we'll get you up.
Or Dad will have a fit.
I'm at 6:15, which is any moment now. And we have that wedding in Millbrook.
Well, it isn't Lambert a bit.
And your feet may hang over the edge.
Look, if it's any problem...
There's no problem. The only problem is if you leave.
6:15? I'll tiptoe out.
And we want to be in caps.
Oh, Flan.
It's done. I'll fly back with my wife.
Well, of course, she both of you.
Actually, you're not. Dad said I could be in charge of the extras. And now you just be extras. That's all I can promise.
In cat suits?
No, you can be humans.
Well, that's very important. It has to be in our contract. We are human.
We haven't got any business done tonight.
Oh, forget it. It was just an evening at home.
Whatever you do, don't think about elephants.
Did I intrude?
No.
Always of doing business. Flan walked me to the elevator.
We embraced, and Flan and Jeffrey left.
Well, let me clean up.
Oh, no, please leave it.
And nobody comes in on Sunday.
No, Javon will be in on Tuesday.
You'll have every bug in prison.
No, really, please let me...
No. You watch. It gives me a thrill to be looked at.
Weeza! He's in.
He's
in for $2 million.
$2 million?
He says the sedan is a great investment. We should get $6 million for it and sell it to the Tokyo Bunch for $10 million.
Oh, happy days! Oh, God! Oh, break all those dishes!
$2 million.
Figure it out. He doesn't have the price of dinner, but he can cough up $2 million. And the Japanese will go to $10 million.
Go to ten? $10 million?
$2 million, go to $10 million, and we put up nothing.
Nothing.
Wildest dreams. Oh, God, Paul. Money. Take
$50. Oh, no.
It's just walking around money.
I don't need it.
What if your father's plane is late?
A 1/1% commission. It's $50.
I wouldn't want one of my kids stuck in a street without a nickel.
Your kid said you were an art dealer, but you don't have a gallery. I don't understand.
Some people want to sell privately, not go through a gallery.
Divorce, taxes.
People come to me looking for a certain school of painting.
Modern impressionist renaissance.
They don't want museums to know where it is.
Japanese.
I've got Japanese looking for a Cezanne. I have a syndicate that will buy the painting. And there's this great second level Cezanne coming up for sale in a very messy divorce.
Wife doesn't want hubby to know she owns this.
I needed an extra $2 million. Jeffrey called. We invited him for dinner.
Tonight was a very nervous, very casual, very big thing.
Oh, boy.
I couldn't tell.
All the better.
I'm glad I helped.
Oh. You were wonderful.
I'm so pleased I was wonderful. All this and a pink shirt.
Oh, please, Keith. Look at the time.
We should say our goodnights.
Oh, Christ, regretfully. I want my father to meet you.
Oh, we'd love to. Bring him up for dinner.
Oh, could I?
You see how easy it is.
Sure. Paul does the cooking. Well, this is it.
Good night.
Oh, good night.
Good night.
I want to get down on my knees. Thank God. Money.
Who said when artists dream, they dream of money? God, I must be such an artist. Bravo! Bravo! Oh,
bravo! Oh, God. I don't want to lose our life here. I don't want all the debt to pile up and crush us.
It won't. We're safe.
For a while. We almost lost it, Ways. If I hadn't gotten this money, I would have lost the Cezanne. It would have gone. I had nowhere to find it.
Why don't you tell me how much these things mean? You wait until the last minute.
I don't want to worry you.
Don't worry me. I'm your partner.
There is a God.
And his name is?
Jeffrey.
Oh, Sydney. Strangest dream. I dreamt of cats. The movie.
Paul, I'm worried. Is it right to make a movie of cats?
I'll tell you why there has to be a movie of cats, Ouiza. May I call you Ouiza?
Oh, yeah.
I have no illusions about the merits of cats, but the world has been too heavy with all the right-to-lifers. Protect the lives of the unborn, constitutional amendments, marches, when does life begin? Or the converse, the end of life, the right to die. Why is life at this point in the 20th century so focused upon the very beginning of life and the very end of life? What about the 80 years we have to live between those two inexorable bookends?
And you can get all that into cats?
We're going to try.
Thank you. Thank you. You shall.
This is what I dreamed. I didn't dream so much as realize this. I feel so close to the paintings. I'm not just selling like pieces of meat. And I remembered why I loved paintings in the first place, what had got me into this. I thought, dreamt, remembered how easy it is for a painter to lose a painting. He paints and paints, works on a canvas for months, and then one day he loses it. Loses the structure, loses the sense of it. You lose the painting. I remembered asking my kid's second grade teacher, why are all your students geniuses? Look at the first grade, blotches of green and black, the third grade, camouflage. But your grade, the second grade, Matisse's, every one. You've made my child a Matisse. Let me study with you. Let me into the second grade. What is your secret?
I don't have any secret. I just know when to take their drawings away from them.
I dreamt of color. I dreamt of our son's pink shirt. I dreamt of pinks and yellows. And the new Van Gogh, the Museum of Modern Art guy. And the irises that sold for $53.9 million. And wishing a Van Gogh was mine, I looked at my English hand-blasted shoes and thought of Van Gogh's tragic shoes and remembered me as I was, a painter losing a painting.
So, this morning, I sat in the kitchen, happily doing the crossword puzzle in ink. Yes. Well, everybody does it in ink. I remember one person that they didn't do it in ink. Anyway, I sat there happily doing the puzzle. I looked at the time, and it was nearly 7, and Paul had to meet his father, and I didn't want him to be late.
Paul? Paul? Paul, you okay? Paul?
Shh! What the fuck is going on here? Where the fuck are you?
Oh, God, there's someone in the house.
Yes, hello.
Frank, I need help up here right away.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, God.
Oh, nice stuff. Fancy. I can explain.
You went out after we were asleep and picked up this thing?
Brought this thing into our house? Thing, get out. Get out of my house.
Stop it. He might have a gun.
A gun? Yeah, I might have a gun. I might have a knife.
Oh,
wait.
No. Get out.
Take your clothes and go back to sleep in the dark.
Take it easy with my pants.
You! Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Please, don't tell my father. I haven't told him. I got so lonely and so afraid my dad was coming.
Give me back my $50.
I spent it. You had so much. I couldn't be alone.
Get out.
Is everything all right?
Yes, of course everything's all right. Just make sure they leave by the back door.
I'm so sorry.
My God.
Is anything gone?
How can I look? I'm shaking.
I want to know if anything's gone.
Calm down.
You could have been killed. Oh, my God, the Kandinsky.
The
Kandinsky, no. Oh, there it is.
Oh,
there it is.
Oh,
it's over.
What
happened
to the
inkwell?
What happened to the inkwell?
There's the inkwell. Silver Jaguar.
Why? Slashed. Throat slashed.
There's the Degas.
Well, the better guy's happy and then murdered. We have woken up.
Real life.
And that's that.
Well, it's not. I think we could tell if someone else was here.
It didn't all night. Oh, no, don't pick up that phone, it's him.
Hello?
Flanders?
Jeffrey.
I've been thinking. Those gents really want the César. They'll pay. You can depend on me for an additional overcall of 250.
250,000?
And I was thinking for South Africa. What about a black American film festival? With this Spike Lee you have now. And of course, get Cartier down to be the president of the jury. And I know Cosby. And I love this Eddie Murphy. And my wife, she went fishing with Diana Ross and her new Norwegian husband. And also, they must have some new blacks.
It sounds a wonderful idea.
I'll call Poitier at the sherry.
No. We'll call.
They're calling my plane. And again, last night.
No need to think. See you shortly.
The banks.
My lawyers.
Thanks, sir.
Exactly.
Safe trip.
Thank you.
And here we are.
First, okay?
When did your story happen?
Saturday night. We're still zonked.
We win. Our story happened Friday night, so we go first.
Our two and their son are at Harvard together.
We're going to be in the movies.
We are going to be in the movie of Cats.
You tell your story first.
Friday night, we were home. The doorbell rang.
I am not impressed, but it is the son of...
Here you go.
The kid was mugged. We had to go out. We left him. He was so charming. His father was taking the red eye. He couldn't get into the hotel till 7 a.m. You stayed with us?
Middle of the night, we heard somebody screaming, "Burglar! Burglar!" We came out in the hall. Paul is chasing this naked blonde thief down the corridor. Blonde thief runs out. The alarms go off. And the kid saved our lives.
That was no burglar.
You had another house guest.
We feel so guilty.
Yeah,
I mean, Paul could have been killed by that intruder. He was very understanding.
Was anything missing from your house?
None.
Nothing.
Did you give Paul any money?
$25 till his father arrived.
We told them our story.
Oh. Have you talked to your kid?
Couldn't get through.
I think you can go back to our place and phone.
Hello, Sherry Netherland? I'd like to speak to...
She gave the name.
No, I'm not a fan. Not a fan call. Sidney Poitier must be registered. His son is a friend of one of our... Oh.
But he's there under another name.
Charles Liberty Service.
Hello, Celebrity Service. I'm not sure how you work.
Greta Garbo used the name Harriet Brown.
You track down celebrities, am
Everybody
I right?
Must have known she was Greta Garbo.
Well, I'd like to know how one would get in touch with... What? Oh, no, I'm not a press agent. No, I'm not with anyone. Well, my husband, Flanders Kittredge. Oh. Celebrity what? Service does not give out information
well,
on
try the phone. Public library.
Try who's who?
Yeah. To thank you for a wonderful time, Paul Poitier.
pot of jam.
Pot of jam?
I think we should go to the police.
What are the charges?
He came into our house.
He cooked us dinner.
He told us the story of Catcher in the Rye.
He said he was the son of Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier?
You got it.
Was he?
We don't know.
We gave him $50.
We gave him $25.
He picked up a hustler.
He left.
He chased the burglar out of our house.
He didn't steal anything.
No, we looked and looked.
Top to bottom, nothing done.
Granted, this does not seem major now.
Well, we are very busy.
You can't chuck us out.
Come up with some charges, then I can do something.
Yes, there is another chapter.
Our kids came down from Harvard.
The details he knew. How would he know about the painting? Although I think it's a very fine Kandinsky.
What can we do
anyway? And none of you know this fellow. He has this wild quality, yet a real elegance, and a real concern, and a real consideration.
Well, Mom, you should have let him stay. You should have divorced all your children and just let this dreamboat stay. Plus, he sent you flowers.
And jam.
Ooh. If only we could just get in touch with his father to find out if there's any truth in it.
So who knows Sidney Poitier? We could just call him up and ask him.
I have a friend who does theatrical law. I bet he could...
What friend?
It's nobody.
No, I want to know.
Nobody.
Oh.
Nobody.
Look, whatever is going on anywhere, I do not want an item. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Mom, Dad, please.
I don't want to. I can't leave the house. It's got nothing to do with you, Ben.
Ben, when you see your little sister, don't tell her that Paul and the hustler used her bed.
You put him in that bed. I'm not getting involved in any conspiracy.
It's not a conspiracy! Hello, Al. It's a family.
The imagination is there to sort out your nightmare, to show you the exit from the maze of your nightmare, to transform the nightmare into dreams that become your bedrock. We do not listen to that voice, it dies. It shrivels. It vanishes. Imagination is not our escape. On the contrary, the imagination is the place we are all trying to get to.
I had a call that might interest you. And a new character entered our story.
Well, it was really quite extraordinary. Very unusual. I was seeing a patient.
Dr. Fine, there's a friend of your son's here. He's hurt.
My God.
Hi.
Hi. I was mugged.
Yes, please come.
He was more scared than hurt. A knife wound. A few bruises.
I don't know how to thank you, Doctor.
Oh, don't be silly.
My father will be here tomorrow.
He's bringing over your cats.
Yes. And this man had been a matinee idol of my youth. Somebody who had really forged ahead and made new paths for blacks just by the strength of his own talent. Strangely, I had identified with him before I started medical school. I mean, I'm a Jew. My grandparents were killed in the war. And I had this sense of self-hatred, of fear. And this kid's father, the bravery of his films, gave me a direction, a confidence. Simple as that. We're always paying off debts. Then my beeper went off. A patient in her 10th month. Her water finally broke. I gave the kid my keys.
Number 121.
Oh, thank you. You know, Doug's told me all about your brownstone.
Is that right?
Al, you got it at a great price because there'd been a murder in it, and for a while people thought it had a curse. But you, sir, were a scientific man and were courageous.
Well, yes. Courageous.
Very courageous.
I ran off to the delivery room. Twins, two boys.
Oh.
I thought of my son. I dialed my boy at Dartmouth. Amazingly, he was in his room. Doing what, I hate to ask. So you've accused me of having no interest in your life, of not doing for your friends, of being a rotten father. Well, this should make you very happy.
The son of who? Dad, I never heard of him. Dad, as usual, you're a real cretin. You gave him the keys. You gave a complete stranger who happens to mention my name the keys to our house? Dad, sometimes it's so obvious to me why Mom left. I'm so embarrassed to know you. You gave the keys to a stranger who shows up at your office? Mother told me you beat her. My mom told me you were a rotten lover and that you drank so much your body smelled of cheap white wine. Mom said sleeping with you was like sleeping with a salad made of bad dressing. Why do you ever bring me into this world?
There are two sides to every story.
You're an idiot! You're an idiot!
I went home, courageously. With a policeman.
Arrest him!
Pardon?
Breaking and entering!
Breaking and entering?
You're an imposter!
Officer, Your Honor, Your Eminence, Dr. Fine gave me the keys to his brownstone. Isn't that so?
My son doesn't know you.
This man gave me the keys to his house. Isn't that so?
Did you give him the keys to your house?
Yes, but under false pretenses. This fucking blackhead drug addict comes into my office.
I've taken this much brandy, but can pour the rest back into the bottle.
I've used the electricity listening to music, but I think you'll find nothing's been taken from the house. Excuse me.
I want you to arrest this fraud!
I'm sorry.
Stop him!
A cretin! A creep! No wonder your mother left you!
Two sides. Every story.
We decided to get a copy of Sidney Poitier's autobiography. So, we go down to the Strand bookstore. 8 miles of books.
5 Sherlock Holmes.
I found it! This Life by Sidney Poitier.
Back in New York with Juanita and the children, I became aware that our marriage, while working on some levels, was falling apart in other fundamental areas.
Well, there's a picture of him and his 4 daughters.
No son.
No son.
Imagine our surprise.
Well, shall we? This kid bulldozing his way into our lives.
Let him in our lives. I mean, I run a foundation, you're a dealer, you're a doctor. I think we'd be satisfied with our achievements.
Agatha Christie would ask, what do we all have in common?
Seems the common thread linking us all is an overwhelming need to be in the movie of Cats.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids struggling through their lives.
I don't want to know anything about the spillover of their lives.
All we have in common is our children went to boarding school together.
Why have we never met? Well, his mother had custody. I lived out west. After Doug graduated high school, she moved west, I moved east.
I think we should drop it right here.
Are you afraid Ben is mixed up in this fraud?
I don't want to know too much about our kid.
Do you think Ben is hiding things from us? I tell you, I'm getting to the bottom of this. My son has no involvement with any black fraud. Doctor, you said something about crack.
No, I want to know. Doubt. No proof. Good God, no proof.
We'll take a vote. Do we pursue this to the end, no matter what we find out about our kids?
I vote yes.
I do. I trust Doug.
No.
Yes. Listen to this last page. We have hidden too much from our modern children. When we are scared, we tend not to let them know. They see the bravest, toughest, and most impenetrable visage that we can muster precisely at those times when we are most afraid. We called it making it better for our children, protecting them. From what? The truth is what we were protecting those little people from.
did you do next?
We went to Harvard.
We had to enlist our children.
It's obviously someone you went to high school with, since you go to different colleges.
Doug, I just want to tell you how I appreciate your coming here.
Dad, spare me. He knows the details of our lives.
Who in your high school, part of your group, has become homosexual or is deep into drugs?
That's like about 15 people.
I don't want to know.
Well, I find it really insulting that you assume it has to be a guy. I mean, this movie star's son could have had a relationship with a girl in high school, right?
If that's your problem in a nutshell, you're so limited.
That's why I'm going to Afghanistan, to climb mountains.
Not climbing mountains.
We have not invested all this money in you to scale the face of K2.
Is that all I am? An investment?
Track down everyone in your class, male, female, whatever. Not just homosexuals, drug addicts. The kid could be a drug dealer.
Why do you look at me when you say that? You think I'm an addict? A drug pusher? You know, I really resent the accusations.
No one is accusing you of anything.
I don't want to know.
Nobody is accusing anyone of anything. I'm asking you to go on a detective search. Find out from your high school class if anyone has met a black kid pretending to be a movie star's son.
He promised you parts in Cats?
It wasn't just that. It was fun.
You went to Cats. You said it was an all-time low in a lifetime of theater going.
Film is a different medium.
You said Aeschylus did not invent theater to have it end up a bunch of chorus kids wondering which one of them will go to Kitty Cat Heaven.
I don't remember saying that.
I think that was Starlight Express.
Well, maybe he'll make a movie of Starlight Express. You can all be on roller skates.
This is so humiliating, so pathetic, so crazy.
It's not racist.
John Marston!
If I remember correctly, you loved Cat.
I hate it.
Here is a copy of your yearbook to get the phone numbers of everyone in your class.
How can I get in touch with anyone from high school? I've outgrown them.
How can you outgrow them? You graduated last year.
Why don't you call for my phone? Oh,
never. This is a KGB.
You're always on the phone. Now I ask you to make calls all over the country. You become reticent.
This is the entire McCarthy period.
I just want to get one thing straight.
Oh, I'm going to hear from the peanut gallery.
You gave him my pink shirt? You gave a complete stranger my pink shirt? That shirt was a Christmas present from you. I treasured that shirt. I loved that shirt. My collar has grown a full size from weightlifting. You saw that my arms had grown. You saw that my neck had grown. And you bought me that shirt for my new body. I loved that shirt. My first shirt for my new body. And you gave that shirt away? I can't believe you. I hate this life and I hate you. You never do anything for me.
You haven't done anything but try to block
I'm only this pathetic extension of your eighth rate personality. Social Darwinism pushed beyond all limits.
You gave him my pink shirt.
You want me to be everything you weren't.
You said drugs and looked at me?
Oh, God, I know the feeling.
When the children turn.
Well, at least we inspired the kids to take an action.
They went on a hunt through the yearbook.
Oh, Greg Conway? Trent Conway? Those beady eyes.
Yes, I knew Paul.
I had this strapped to me.
But what happened between you?
It was a rainy night in Boston. He was in a doorway. I met him, and I took him back to my place.
What's this?
My address book.
Damn. All these names and addresses. Tell me about these people.
This is where I wanted you to be. Right here.
Tell me about these people, man.
I just want to look at you. I'm sorry.
Are these all rich people?
No. Hand to mouth, on a higher plateau.
Yeah, it got to be rough to be with rich people. Gotta have money. You know, you gotta be buying them presents and everything all the time.
Not at all. I mean, rich people do something nice for you. You give them a pot of jam.
That's what pots of jam is for? Orange, grapefruit, strawberry.
But fancy. And they have entire stores filled with fancy pots of jam wrapped in cloth. English or French?
Here, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I pick a name, you tell me anything about them. Where they live, secrets, everything. And for any name, you get a piece of my clothes.
All right.
Kitteridge, Talbot and Woodrow.
Talbot, called Tess, was anorexic and was in the hospital for a while.
Oh, really now?
Woodrow, known as Woody, has barbells for brains.
Their parents.
Wisa and Flan, for Flanders, Kittredge. Rhode Island, I believe. Newport, but not along the ocean. Straight behind the ocean. He's an art dealer. They have a Kandinsky.
Kanweski?
A Kandinsky. A double-sided Kandinsky. I feel like Sherazade. I don't want you to leave me, Paul. Now go through my address book and I'll tell you about family after family. You'll never not fit in again. We'll even, give you a new identity. I'll make you the most sought-after young man in the East. And then one day, I'll come into one of these homes. And you'll be there. And I'll be presented to you. And I'll pretend to meet you for the first time. And our friendship will be witnessed by my friends. And our parents' friends. And if it all happens under their noses, they can't judge me. And they can't disparage you. I'll make you a guest in their houses. Now ask me another name. I'd like to try for the shirt.
That's enough for today.
Paul stayed with me for 3 months.
You remember little Trent Conway?
The kid got a hold of his address book with our names in it.
Yeah, you could be next.
Yes.
Now this is the way you must speak. Hear my accent. Hear my voice. Now you never say you're going horseback riding. You say you're going riding. And don't say couch. Say sofa. And you, say bottle. Now the bottle would be, it's a bottle. I'd say bottle of beer.
Bottle of beer. Bottle of beer.
Bottle of beer.
Bottle of beer, what? Bottle of beer. Bottle of beer.
We went through the address book letter by letter. Paul vanished by the L's. He took the address book with him. Well, he's already been in all your houses. Maybe I will meet him again. I sure would like to.
His past? His real name?
I don't know anything about him. It was a rainy night in Boston. He was in a doorway.
That's all.
He took stuff from you?
Besides the address book? He took my stereo, my sport jacket, my word processor, and my laser printer, and my skis, and my TV.
Will you press charges?
No.
It's a felony.
Why do they want to find him?
They say to help him. If there's a crime, the cops will get involved.
Look, Tess, we really must keep in touch. We were really good friends for a brief bit in school. I mean, really good.
Won't you press charges?
Oh, please.
Can you believe it? Paul learned all that in 3 months.
3 months.
Who'd have thought it? Trent Conway, the Henry Higgins of our time. Paul must have looked at all those names in that address book and said, I am Columbus. I am Magellan. I will sail into this new world. I read somewhere that everybody on this planet is separated by only 6 other people. 6 degrees of separation between us and everyone else on this planet. The President of the United States, or gondolier in Venice, just fill in the names. I find that extremely comforting that we're so close, but I also find it like Chinese water torture that we're so close, because you have to find the right 6 people to make the connection. It's not just big names, it's anyone. A native in a rainforest, a Tierra del Fuego, and an Eskimo. I am bound, you are bound, to everyone on this planet by a trail of 6 people. It's a profound thought. How Paul found us. How to find the man whose son he claims to be, or perhaps is, although I doubt it. How everyone is a new door opening into other worlds. 6 degrees of separation between us and everyone else on this planet. But to find the right 6 people.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, Blair.
Hey there, John.
Are you still going to Rome?
Leaving tomorrow.
Are you going to see the Sistine Chapel?
Oh, we can't. It's closed.
Cleaning it.
Yep.
When in Rome?
You must know these people.
Oh.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I've always wanted
good,
to meet you.
Good.
We'll call them just as soon as we get here.
Good.
But to see the Sistine Chapel like this...
Stand at the very top of the scaffolding.
The colors are vibrant.
We went to Rome on business, but thanks to Michelangelo.
I think I have a buyer for that piece.
I don't think I want to sell.
They restored the chapel after all these years.
They've taken off years of smoke and tourists, and now it's brand new.
It's staggering. But what happened to Sidney Poitier's son?
Oh, we put all of that out of our heads. The package would be much more lucrative for you if you could include that piece.
I've heard so many stories.
Like what?
He stole money and jewelry?
No, never.
Can we get down to business, please?
Good day.
Oh. All right. I am humiliated, but what the hell? The day after we came back from Rome, we were stepping out of a taxi from lunch.
Our doorman, whom we tip very well at Christmas, and any time he does anything nice for us, our doorman spit at my husband, Jay Flanders Kittredge. I mean, he spit at him.
Thank you, Morris.
Oh.
Darling, they don't need to know every detail.
Your son, I know all about your son.
What about my son?
Not the little chick that lives here, the other son. The secret son, the Negro son you deny.
Negro son?
The black son you make live in Central Park like you're gallivanting around Rome.
Do you have a black son?
No.
Yeah.
This is how rumors get started and set in cement.
The girl told me everything.
Who?
She wants some money.
Oh.
I'm keeping her in the safe place. Come.
The next chapter. My boyfriend and I took a picnic into the park.
So, do they have any black people in Utah?
Maybe two.
I saw them once. Two black people.
Yeah, the Mormons brought in two.
Do you think it'll hurt me?
What'll hurt you?
My resemblance to Liv Ullmann.
She won the All-State competition for comedy and drama.
Really? My gosh.
The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth like the gentle rain from heaven. Oh.
Oh. Yeah. And we study, and we wait tables.
You have to have technique.
Well, like the painters. Cézanne looked for the rules behind the spontaneity of Impressionism.
Cézanne, that's a painter.
We don't know anything about painting.
My dad loves painting. He has a Kandinsky, but he loves Cézanne the most. But he lives up there.
What?
Yeah, Cal, six windows down. On the corner. John Flanders Kittredge. His chums call him Flan. I was the child of Flan's hippie days. His radical days. He went down south as a freedom marcher to register black voters.
You did?
No. Can't you just see me marching down south for freedom now?
Yes I can.
His friends were killed. He met my mother, registered her, married her in a fit of sentimental righteousness, knocked her up with me, and came back here and abandoned her.
You didn't. Flan, shame.
He's now a fancy art dealer. Won't see me. The new wife... The white wife, the Louisa Kittredge. Call me Weeza wife, the mother of the new children wife.
Your brothers and sisters.
They go to Andover and Exeter and Harvard and Yale. The awful thing is my father started out good. My mother says there's a good man inside J. Flanders Kittredge.
There is, darling, there is. Flan thinks he's part of some sinister plot.
No, it's all too creepy. I don't even like to talk about it.
He would see you if he's that good. He can't forget you entirely.
I call him, he hangs up.
Go to his office.
He doesn't have an office. He works out of there. They won't even let me in the elevator.
Dress up as a messenger.
Say you got a masterpiece for him. That got the Mona Lisa in the truck.
I don't want to embarrass him. Oh, this is so fucking tacky. You two love each other?
Not.
That's good.
These are nice kids.
Yeah, they work for a living.
I hope we can meet again.
Yeah.
Hey, where do you live? Live? I'm home.
You don't live in the streets.
You guys are such assholes. I mean, where would I live?
You can stay with us.
We just have a railroad flat in a tenement.
It's over a roller disco. The last of the roller discos, but it's quiet by 5 a.m. and a great narrow space.
We could give you the couch. The tub is in the kitchen, but there's light in the morning.
Hello.
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 Hello. He opened up a whole new world to us. It's all anybody wants, isn't it? New world.
You say you're going riding.
Riding.
I never say couch. It's sofa.
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 And you say bottle. It's bottle. Bottle of beer.
Bottle of beer.
No. Bottle of beer.
Bottle of beer.
Oh, see? Bottle of beer. And never be afraid of rich people.
Do you know what they love? A fancy pot of jam.
Really, that's all.
Get yourself a patron. That's what you need.
But you shouldn't be waiting tables. But you're going to wake up one day and the temporary job you picked up just to stay alive is going to be your full-time life.
He stayed with them for...
2 or 3 weeks.
He sunk his heels in.
I'm moving out of here.
Can.
My father answered my letter. He's going to give me $1,000, and that's just for starters. Well, he sold his Cezanne to the Japanese and made millions. Now he can give me money without her knowing it.
I knew it.
I'm going to give you the money to put on any play you want. And agents will come and see you, and you'll be discovered. And when you win your Oscars, both of you, you'll look in the camera and thank me.
I want to thank Paul Kittredge.
Thanks, Paul.
One hitch. I'm going to meet him in Maine. He's visiting his parents in Dark Harbor. My grandparents, whom I've never met. He's finally going to tell my grandparents about me.
Can you just see the look on my parents' face if a black kid showed up? Hi, Grandma.
Glenn, your parents are dead.
She's going to give me money. I can go back home and get my mama that beauty parlor she's wanted all her life. One problem. How am I going to get to Maine? The wife checks all the bills. Where the hell am I going to get $250 to get to Maine?
How long would you need it for?
Oh, I'll be gone a week. Oh, I can wire it back to you.
You can lend it to him for a week.
Something happens.
It's just like his stepmother. These women holding on to all the purse strings.
No. We worked too hard to save that. I'm sorry, Paul. We just can't.
No problem. I understand.
I'll meet you both after work.
Sure.
Your dad loves you. He'll get you the ticket up there.
He does. It'll work out. Hey. Posture. Stand up straight. Don't slump. Attitudes of defeat.
The girl worked just to stay alive.
She was one of those armies of young people who come to New York filled with dreams and end up on a treadmill working and working. You know what they wanted and why they came here.
There must be some mistake. It says my joint account. Can you see the numbers on the screen?
Come on.
That's right. It's my name and his name. My joint account. Well, who closed this account?
I was furious. I can't tell you how furious I was. Then I went home to my luxurious penthouse, and I waited for hours. Where's the money?
Hi. Listen, let me explain. Paul found some extra money of his own. So he took me to the Rainbow Room. He would have treated you only you had to work.
We rented these tuxedos. Thank you.
Isn't it a gas? How do we get this table?
Stick with me, babe. I know the right names to drop.
He's gonna give us some money back. And then I'm taking you to the Rainbow Room. I brought you matches. It's not that expensive for what you get. It's not a bargain, but it's worth it.
Wonderful bouquet.
Okay.
The taste of wine. Oh, always remember, the wine from the even-numbered years is superior to the wine from the odd-numbered years. Cheers, skull, prosit.
Mud in your eyes.
You're just about the greatest. You want to dance?
Elizabeth has never seen anything like here. I wish she was... Who do we dance with?
Guys, every moment in life is a learning experience. But what good is it? Right? Right?
Yes.
And let this bunch of jerks see class.
I swear nothing like this ever happened in Utah.
And I'll tell you, nothing like that must ever happen at the Rainbow Room because they asked us to leave.
So funny.
Around the park, sir.
We don't have any money.
amigo. When will you learn money is the one commodity you can always get?
I'm going to have to explain to Elizabeth about the money and calm her. She gets so nervous. Hey, Paul, come on, stop that.
I was wondering if I could fuck you.
Man, I don't do things like that.
That's what makes it so nice. You don't.
And you did. It was fantastic. For experience, right? We can use this, right?
You're a fool! Your father is right! You are a fool!
For experience. My father is not right. I can't have him be right. This is gonna... I didn't come here to do this or to lose that or to be this or to do this to you. Not to you. Look at me.
I couldn't look at him. Spent the night thinking about having no money. About Paul and his father. So this morning... I need to get up to see some people named Kittredge.
Kittredge, are they expecting you?
This Kittredge guy has a black son who makes live in the park who took money from me.
Mr. Kittredge has what?
His son owes me money.
Well, you have to call and write him a letter, yes?
Quality of mercy is not strained. Well, fuck you, quality of mercy!
It's trouble with Mr. Kittredge's Negro son. Come on, I take care of it. Don't worry.
All over the building that I had abandoned some mistake of my past in Central Park.
But it's too fantastic.
It was so embarrassing.
It's horrible.
It wasn't so embarrassing.
I bet Flan loves to be outraged.
I do not.
You do too. Flan loves getting into high dudgeon.
And look at his cheeks turn all rosy. Dudgeon becomes him.
Too high dudgeon. Now, can we get down to business?
So we have a story for you. Kitty and I were at the roller disco, two clients open.
I hadn't made it, and I hate to tell you how many years.
We came outside, giddy and reeling.
You wouldn't believe what we saw.
Blood seeping out hadn't yet reached the gutter.
Moving slowly out towards the curb, the body must have just landed there in a clump.
And the boy had just jumped from above. He could have landed on us.
We just missed it by minutes.
She'll press charges.
I want Paul dead. Rick's dead. You bet your life I'll press charges.
We're very sorry. Is there anything we can do to help?
Paul's a menace. We could have been killed. Throat slashed.
He wasn't going to kill us. We haven't seen him since that night.
Find him. We might have a case.
Find him?
How do we find him?
Well, we could release him to the papers. I can call the Times.
Oh, let me. I have friends at the Times.
No, I don't want to know.
They'll publish the story.
Someone will see it.
And turn him in.
And we'll find him.
6 degrees.
Who says New Yorkers don't have a heart?
smart, sophisticated, tough New Yorkers, such as the J. Flanders Kittredges, who opened their homes and pocketbooks to a young man, learned yesterday they had been boondoggled by a confidence man now wanted by police. Did you see the piece in the Times?
We were in Squaw Valley.
Oh, we came off very well. I forgot to mention your foundation.
Oh, you could wallpaper the Empire State Building with all the copies his land had made.
Come to dinner with us after.
Can't.
Work.
Option.
Matisse. No, Matisse on an off day. But our people are prepared to go to well over...
Oh, don't tell all the family secrets.
Well over $12 million.
Out of which you will keep?
Not much in these days.
Oh, boy. Bring back the 80s.
Uh-huh.
I have to give most of it away. But the good part is it gives us credibility in this new market. It's all out of whack. Everything's up, but everything's down.
Did you ever hear from Poitier's son?
No.
Did you ever hear from the boy?
Oh, Mrs. Bannister, we're here to honor your guest.
But I keep hearing about this story.
Well, I heard about it last week in Southampton.
It's amazing, isn't it?
No, really, to get the UN to finally...
She can't save the world every day. This is my supper, and I command you to sing.
Well, this is lunch.
What happened?
Well, there is one last chapter, which happened the other night. Louisa, may I? The Matisse will be mine for an hour or so. Then regrettably it has to go.
So what are you wearing?
Oh, I'm totally dolled up. The blue satin. Have you seen it? Darling, I have to tell you, a sign I saw today. Cruelty-free cosmetics. A store was selling cruelty-free cosmetics.
Well, Mother, that is such a beautiful thing. Do you realize the agony cosmetic companies put rabbits through just to test eyeshadow?
Oh, darling, I know that. I was referring to the phrase, cruelty-free cosmetics. Should eliminate all traces of time and cellulite.
Mother, I'm getting married.
I thought you were going to Afghanistan.
I'm going to get married, and then I'm going to Afghanistan.
One country at a time. Oh, you're not getting married.
Immediately, so deeply negative.
Well, I know everyone you know, and you're not marrying any of them.
The arrogance that you would assume you know everyone I know, the way that you say that. I know everyone you know.
Well, unless you met them in the last 2 days, you can't hold a secret. You never have. Wait, hold on, Mr. Shaw.
Well, nobody ever calls on that number. Mother!
Hello?
Hello?
Oh?
I saw the story in the paper.
I didn't know the boy killed himself. He gave me that money. I didn't steal anything.
Wait, I put you on hold. I'm talking to my child.
Put me on hold and I'll be gone and you'll never hear from me again.
Yes. Mother, can I... Hello?
Okay, you have to turn yourself in. That boy committed suicide. The girl is pressing charges. You stole that money. Turn yourself in. Make it easy on yourself. They're going to get you. Learn when you're trapped. You're so brilliant. You have such promise. You need help.
Would you help me?
What do you want me to do?
Stay with you.
That is impossible.
Why?
My husband feels you betrayed him.
Do you?
You're a lunatic. I'm picking up that dreck off the street. Are you suicidal? Do you have AIDS? Are you infected?
I don't have it. It's a miracle, but I don't. Do you feel I betrayed you? If you do, I'll hang up and never bother you again.
Where have you been?
Traveling.
You in trouble? Oh, I mean, more trouble.
No, I only visited you. I didn't like the first people so much. They just went out and left me alone. I didn't like the doctor. He was too eager to please. And he just left me alone. But you and your husband, we all stayed together.
What did you want from us?
Everlasting friendship.
Nobody has that.
You do.
What do you think we are?
Oh, you're going to tell me secrets? You're not what you appear to be? You have no secrets. Trent Conway told me everything your kids have told him over the years.
What did our kids tell him about us?
I don't tell that. Save that for blackmail.
Well, then perhaps I better hang up.
No! I went to a museum. I like
Toulouse-Lautrec.
As well you should.
I read the Andy Warhol diaries.
Oh, I see you're becoming an aesthete.
Are you laughing at me?
No, I read them too.
I read The Agony of the Ecstasy by Irving Stone about Michelangelo painting the Sistine Chapel.
Oh, well, you're ahead of me there.
Have you seen the Sistine Chapel?
Oh, yes. I went right to the top. In a rickety old elevator. Watched the man clean it.
You've been to the top of the Sistine Chapel?
Is it right under the hand of God, touching the hand of man?
Batti, batti!
What if the workman said, hit it, hit it, it's only a fresco.
Siamo fresco, hit.
So I did. I slapped God.
You slapped God's hand?
You know what they clean it with? All this modern technology. Q-tips and water.
No.
Clean away the years of soot, grime, paint over Q-tips and water, change you the history of Western art. Urban God.
Take me to see it.
Take you to see it? Paul, they think you might have murdered someone.
Can you give me a hand with things? Paul? I'll call my detective. Who's that? Hello?
Dad, we were cut off.
Oh, Tess, hi.
I'm getting married.
Tess, can you call back?
I'm getting married, and I'm going to Afghanistan.
Honey, I can't talk
I
about this.
I am going to ruin my life and get married, throw away everything you want me to be, because it's the only way to hurt you.
Jesus. Yeah, I have that kid on the line. Find out where he is. Find out where he is.
Look, why don't you come here? Where are you?
I come there and you'll have the cops waiting.
They're telling me he has to trust us.
No, you have to trust us.
Why?
Because we like you.
We like him? Where is he?
Who's there?
It's Len.
Are you in tonight? I could come and make a feast for you.
No, we're going out tonight. You can be here when we get back.
Why, are you crazy? Tell a crook we're going out. The house is empty.
Where are you going?
Sotheby's.
And the key is under the mat.
Hi. Can I come to Sotheby's?
Oh, shoot. I've lost the detective.
Paul says hi.
Yeah, hi.
Sotheby's.
Wonderful. I'll come.
No, you can't.
Why? I was helpful last
time. No.
Paul, you were very helpful about the Cezanne.
Really? You know...
And you impressed Jeffrey. Now, where are you exactly, son?
You know, I was thinking maybe that's what I should do. Is what you do in art, but making money out of art and you know, meeting people and not working in an office.
No, you're just seeing the glamorous side of it. There's a whole grotty side of it.
Oh, I could easily learn the grotty.
You have to have art history, you have to have language, you have to have economics.
I'm fast. I can do it. Do your kids want to?
No, I mean, it's not that. It's not the sort of profession that you hand down from one gen. What am I doing talking career counseling to you? You embarrassed me in my building. You stole money. There's a warrant for your arrest. God damn it.
No, don't hang up.
I can't believe
Paul,
that he
sucked
me in again.
Paul, you made him hang up.
I'm here.
You are? Who are you? What's your real name?
If you let me stay with you, I'll tell you. That night was the happiest night I ever had.
That was the happiest night he ever had.
Oh, please. I'm not a bullshitter. But never bullshit a bullshitter. Now get rid of him, Weezer. Oh, you look great, dear. Now tonight's big business. Don't forget that. Get him off the
phone.
You let me use all the parts of myself that night.
That was magical, that calendar stuff.
Graduation speech at Groton 2 years ago.
You're cooking.
Other people's recipes. Did you see Donald Barthelme's obituary? He said that collage was the art form of the 20th century.
Everything is somebody else's.
Not your children. Not your life.
No. You got me there. That is mine. That is nobody else's.
You don't sound happy.
There's so much you don't know. You are so smart. And so stupid.
Don't ever say I'm stupid.
Have some flexibility. You're stupid not to realize what you could be.
What could I be?
So much.
With you behind me.
Perhaps. You like that night? I thought since that you spent all your time laughing at us.
No,
I... You picked up the whole hustling thing to show us your contempt.
I was so happy I wanted to add sex to it. Don't you do that?
No.
I'll tell you my name.
Please?
It's Paul Poitier Kittredge. It's a hyphenated name.
Paul, listen to me. You need help. Go to the police. Turn yourself in. You'll be over it all the sooner. You can start.
Start what?
Your life.
Will you help me?
I will help you. But first, you have to go to the police. You have to go to jail.
And will you send me books and Polaroids of you and cassettes and letters?
Yes.
Will you visit me?
I will visit you.
And when you do, you'll wear your best clothes and knock them dead.
I'll knock them dead. But you have to be careful in prison. You have to use condoms.
Oh, I won't have sex in prison. I only have sex when I'm happy.
I'll go to the police.
Will you take me?
Give me the name of the detective to see.
I'll be treated with care if you take me to the police. If they don't know you're special, they'll kill you.
Why don't they kill you?
Mrs. Louisa Kittredge, I am black.
I will deliver you to them. With kindness and affection.
And I'll plead guilty and go to prison and serve a few months.
A few months tops.
And when I get out, I'll work for you and learn.
Yeah, well, no, we'll work all that out.
No. I want to know now.
Yes, you'll work for us.
Learn all the trade, not just the grotty part.
Top to bottom.
And live with you.
No.
Why? Your kids are away.
You should have your own place.
Will you help me find a place?
We'll help you find a place.
I have no furniture.
We'll help you out.
I made a list of things I liked at the museum. Philadelphia, Chippendale.
Believe it or not, we have two Philadelphia and Chippendale chairs.
I'd rather have one nice piece than a room full of junk.
Oh, quality always. You'll have all that Philadelphia and Chippendale.
And all I have to do is go to the police.
Make it all history. Put it behind you.
Tonight.
Oh, no, it can't be tonight. I'll take you tomorrow. You have to get drinks before the auction tonight.
Japanese?
Oh, German.
You are just like my father.
Yeah, which father?
Sydney.
Paul. He's not your father. And Flanders is not your father.
Louisa, for Christ's sake, are you still on the phone? We have drinks for the Japanese.
Is it still that kid?
Get him out of our life. Get him off the phone or I'll rip the fucking line out of the wall.
Paul, I made a mistake. It is not the Germans. We will come and get you tonight. Where are you? Tell me. We will take you to the police and they will treat you with dignity.
I'm at the corner of 6th Avenue and 4th Street. But I'll meet you in the lobby of the Waverly Movie Theater.
We'll be there in half an hour.
I'll give you 15 minutes grace time.
We'll be there. Paul, we love you.
Louisa, I love you, Louisa Kittredge. Hey, bring a pink shirt?
We'll have a wonderful life. We can skip the schmoozing, pick the boy up, take him to the police, and be at Sotheby's before 9.
Sure.
But we hadn't counted on traffic.
Traffic.
We promised Paul we would take him to the police.
I called on your best friend, the detective.
Officer,
please, we have
Lester
with him. We
promised
we would go with him.
Go, Weasel.
Paul, officer, please. Paul.
The Kandinsky's made it on both sides.
But there's nothing more you can do.
I didn't think so, no. The next day, Weasel went to the precinct.
Detective Marino, please. He's transferred. Since yesterday? Who's handling this?
He's transferred.
Look, this is about an arrest that was made yesterday at the Waverly Movie Theater.
Hold on. This precinct didn't do any business at the Waverly Theater.
I didn't imagine it.
I'm not saying you did.
Perhaps you can tell me which precinct...
Hold on. The name?
Poitiers, or Kittredge.
Are you family?
Exactly. Look, the detective told me yesterday that I could go with the young man when he was arraigned so that I could tell them that he was special.
We have no record of it. Some other precinct must have made the arrest. It sounds like your special friend was wanted for something else.
What?
Lady, how can I help you? You don't even know your friend's name.
Family. We didn't know Paul's name. I went to the district attorney's office. We weren't family. We didn't know Paul's name. I called the criminal court. I wasn't family. I didn't know Paul's name. I read today that a young man committed suicide in Rikers Island prison and tied a shirt around his neck and hanged himself. Was it the pink shirt? A burst of color. Pink shirt. Was it Paul? We never did find out who he was.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't him.
Yes, I agree.
Isn't it amazing?
We haven't seen the last of him, believe me. He'll be back. He'll find a way. The imagination, oh.
Why does it mean so much to you?
He wanted to be us. Everything we are in the world. This paltry thing, our life, he wanted it. He stabbed himself to get into our lives. He envied us. We're not enough to be envied.
Like the paper said, we do have hearts.
Having a heart is not the point. We were hardly taken in. We believed him for a few hours. He did more for us in a few hours than our children ever did. And he wanted to be your child. Don't let that go. Well, he sat out in that park and said, "That man is my father. He's in trouble, and we don't know how to help him."
Help him? My God. We could have been killed, throat slashed.
You were attracted to him.
Oh, please, cut me out of that pathology right now.
Attracted by his youth, his talent, and the embarrassing prospect of being in the movie version of Cats.
That, yes.
Did you put that in your Times piece? And we turn him into an anecdote to dine out on like we're doing right now. But it was an experience. I will not turn him into an anecdote. How do we keep what happens to us? How do we fit it into life without turning it into an anecdote? With no teeth and a punchline in your mouth over and over, years to come. Oh, that reminds me of the time that imposter came into our lives. Oh, tell the one about that boy. And we become these human jukeboxes, spilling out these anecdotes, but it was an experience. How do we keep the experience?
That's why I love paintings. Cézanne, the problems he brought up then are the problems painters are still dealing with. Color, structure, those are problems.
There is color in my life, but I'm not aware of any structure.
What are you saying, darling? Cézanne would leave blank spaces in his canvases if he couldn't account for the brushstroke, couldn't give a reason for the color.
And I am a collage of unaccounted for brushstrokes. I am all random. Excuse me.
Louisa.
Do sit down.
Excuse me, miss. What kind of behavior is this?
God, man, how much of your life can you account for?
Are you drunk? What's the matter with you? Don't you realize how important she is? What are you unhappy about? The Cézanne sale went through, the Matisse went through, we're rich. Rich enough. Next month is a Bonar.
These are the times I could take a knife and dig out your heart. Answer me! How much of your life...
What can I account for? All of it! I am a gambler.
We're a terrible match.
2 cents.